This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital has soared to at least 50, many of them students between 11 and 15 years old. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100. Three explosions outside the school entrance struck as students were leaving for the day. The blast occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west of the capital. The Taliban denied responsibility, condemning the attack altogether. The area has been hit by brutal attacks targeting minority Shiites and most often claimed by the Islamic State affiliate operating in the country. No one has yet claimed Saturday's bombings. Clashes erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police outside the Old City of Jerusalem Saturday night as tens of thousands of Muslim worshippers prayed at the nearby Al-Aqsa Mosque on Islam's holy night of Lailat al-Qadr. The Palestinian youth threw stones, lit fires, and tore down police barricades in the streets leading to the walled Old City. As officers on horseback and in riot gear used stun grenades and water cannon to repel them. At least 80 people have been injured. China's space agency says that a core segment of its biggest rocket has reentered Earth's atmosphere in the Indian Ocean above the Maldives. It said most of the debris burned up early Sunday. A Harvard astrophysicist tracked the tumbling rocket part. He tweeted that an ocean reentry was always statistically the most likely. It appears China won its gamble, but it was still reckless. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union cemented its support for Pfizer-BioNTech, its novel COVID-19 vaccine. And thus, by agreeing to a massive contract extension for a potential 1.8 billion doses through 2023, EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that her office approved the contract for a guaranteed 900 million doses with the same amount of doses as a future option. The new contract, which has the unanimous backing of the 27 EU member nations, will entail not only the production of the vaccines, but also making sure that all the essential components are sourced from the EU. The operator of a major pipeline system that transports fuel across the east coast of the United States says it was victimized by a ransomware attack and it's halted all pipeline operations to deal with the threat. Experts say the attack is unlikely to affect gasoline supply and prices unless it leads to a prolonged shutdown of the pipeline. Colonial Pipeline is not saying what has been demanded or who made the demand. Ransomware attacks are typically carried out by criminal hackers who seize data and demand a large payment in order to release it. The attack underscores, again, the vulnerabilities of critical infrastructure to cyber attacks. U.S. states are dramatically scaling back their COVID-19 vaccine orders as interest in the shots wane, putting the goal of herd immunity further out of reach. Officials in Wisconsin have asked for just 8% of the federal allotment of doses for next week. Iowa has rejected its immunity to 70% of its allotment. Kansas asked for less than 9%. Illinois also less than 9%. Health officials say most people who want to get vaccinated have been able to find shots, resulting in a softening of demand. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday that it did seize an armed shipment hidden aboard a vessel in the Arabian Sea. It is the latest such interdiction by sailors amid the long-running war in Yemen. The guided missile cruiser USS Monterey discovered the weapons aboard what the Navy described as a stateless boat, a traditional Mideast sailing ship, in an operation that began Thursday in the northern reaches of the Arabian Sea. The weapons seized include Chinese-made Kalashnikov-style assault rifles, sniper rifles, heavy machine guns, and rocket-propelled grenade launchers. There's more available at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.